Hey everybody, welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane Ruby. Happy, what are we, Wednesday? Whew. Well, got a great cup. You know, I'm going through some of the cups that have been sent to me over the last couple of years. They're treasures, each and every one of them. This one says Dr. Jane Ruby. They have the show logo, Truth in Medicine. And it's, I believe it was Catherine, but please forgive me if I've got the names wrong. I didn't like mark the cups. Witherensea, she is in England. Witherensea, looks like a beautiful, beautiful seaside town. Cheers. Well, I'm very happy to report. See the brightness around me? They've laid off. I think because so many millions of Americans noticed the skies were different. There was some very unnatural dimming and all the other stuff. And you see what happens when we stand up for things, when we make it known, when we spread the word. It's been very bright and beautiful in the last few days here in Florida. So I hope it is where you are as well. I hope some of you are getting your skies back. I'm hearing 10 times more tropical birds. I mean, it could be my imagination, but I'm just gonna say it. I'm just tracking it kind of every day anecdotally. I'm seeing squirrels like all over the place, the insects. It's good, it's life. So I'm really excited about that. I'm gonna do a special show. In fact, I might get a little out of order this week, but I will get three shows in. I'm gonna do a special show on this guy, Peter Daszak. If you don't remember the name, you should. I've posted so many of Dr. David Martin's speeches and his comments and clips where he goes back to Peter Daszak, who is the director, CEO, whatever, of Eco Health Alliance, which was funded by Fauci to do gain of function, to make noxious materials toxic to human beings for this DOD mass genocide operation. The reason Fauci, Daszak, Ralph Barrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the reason, and many, many hundreds, probably several thousand of these people in Eco Health Alliance, the Diffuse Program, the DOD, all the companies that fed off the teat of EcoHealth and of NIH, Fauci funded organizations like EcoHealth Alliance, made them billionaires against the laws of the United States and treaties of the United States with other countries that required a cessation of gain of function. There's a lot going on, I understand, with the election and the Trump trial and we've got serious problems with, it's not even at the border anymore. It is at the border, but now you have definite proof of what we warned you about, these hundreds of thousands of illegal men, not refugees, are seated in different cities. And you saw Laura Loomer's report and many other people's reports all over the country of these people just standing around. They're gonna start to revolt because they're not gonna get everything they were promised. They're gonna start attacking Americans that are already here. But with all that, I'm gonna keep my eye also a little bit on the accountability, the crimes committed by going forward with the gain of function, spending hundreds of millions of dollars, Fauci, NIH, fueling the CDC to be its little propaganda arm. I'm going to do a show with graphics and with the video, the visuals. I'll probably get that done later today, tomorrow, whatever. But I wanted to get this coffee chat in to share some information for you. Peter Daszak was one of the things that caught my eye recently about him is that he's like active on Twitter. Like he did the greatest thing in the world, right? Like he's saved 100 million people, like his, you know, work and Eco Health, and you know, these are admitted gain of function criminals. Okay, But he's been like really cocky. He's on Twitter. Let me show you his profile here. EcoHealth at EcoHealth NYC. Let's let them know how we feel about them. President of EcoHealth, the NASEM forum on microbial threats. Okay, so he's gonna say, I'm on the good side. I'm studying these for your safety and protection, when they've made billions on developing the bioweapon, many, many biological weapons, right? He's a zoologist. All these pukes are vets, zoologists, animals. Yeah, okay. Parasitologist. Okay, pay attention to that. He's a self-proclaimed parasitologist. Go back to my interview, the reprise last week and several weeks before that, with Dr. Lee Merritt, who is a parasitology expert, and tells you how in America's history, at the turn of the century, when those oil barons like Morgan and Carnegie and Rothschilds, those wealthy cabal, pukes, scumbags, when they captured allopathic medicine, medical schools, endowed them, criminalized natural health, she said what they buried was that the significance of parasites in the etiology of so much human disease and discomfort. Hide it, because we're going to give them pharmaceuticals, right, to keep their chronic situation going, instead of telling them they need to detox regularly, right? So watch the tie-in. So Peter Daszak is a self-proclaimed parasitologist. I know I've got it on cinematic. Sorry, guys. You can look him up on Twitter. This is why so many of you say, I'm not going to be on Twitter because I'm not going to support this. You know what? You better pay attention to social media while you have it. Yes, you have to filter out, you know, the frauds from the grift and the grifters and the, you know, everybody's making money on this company or that. But you're also missing a lot of like trending and good information. I'm not saying you have to be on it 24/7, but you know, when I make reference to some of these people, you can get additional information by looking them up on some of these social media platforms. Okay, ecologist, so he's chair, zoologist, parasitologist, ecologist, British, period, American, period, Ukrainian? Oh, okay. Okay, so he's got the Union Jack, he's got the Stars and Stripes, and he's got the Ukrainian rag. Okay, he lives in New York City. Is he an American citizen? So, he is, he reposted Philip Marcolin, who says, SARS-CoV-2 has nothing to do with gain of function research or Anthony Fauci. This we know for certain. So today, let me show you. I posted this morning, that was this morning. Let's look at what I posted. Peter Daszak, at Peter Daszak, has some pretty big balls, meaning to be out here, oh yeah, talking about EcoHealth, talking about all the good they did. Oh yeah, they really saved the world. I said, or maybe he's missing a conscience or a soul. I tagged Dr. David Martin because I have a picture of this scumbag war criminal, okay? Okay. And then, was made after the World Health Organization. Okay, let's listen to Dr. David Martin. This is a 50-second clip. It's worth it. And I will play it in the show, but you need to hear why Peter Daszak should be in the crosshairs. I mean, figuratively, not literally, okay? Not advocating violence, just advocating super intense prosecution, trial. This is why Peter Daszak is a criminal. Listen up.
Peter Daszak's very own words, which he stated at a conference in 2014, which were published in February of 2015 in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, to sustain the funding base sounds like public health already. Beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or a pan-coronavirus vaccine. Pause for a moment. That statement was made after the World Health Organization had declared coronavirus an eradicated disease.
So why did he need to do the
when
work?
When in human history have we needed a pan-coronavirus vaccine for a disease that they had just declared eradicated? When is it that we needed the public to understand the need for a medical countermeasure for a disease that they had already declared eradicated? Let that sit with you for a moment.
Let that sit with you for a moment. I agree, Dr. Martin. Let that sit with you. The World Health Organization, so they weren't on the same page yet. The World Health Organization declared coronavirus resolved, over. But Peter Daszak was just getting started. Tony Fauci was just getting started. Nice interlocking alliance between those two, between Fauci's money, which is our money, NIH, DOD. This guy, Peter Daszak, and David Martin has said it from the beginning. He needs to be prosecuted. He needs to be indicted. He's a criminal. He's a war criminal. So guess what he does? Let's see, I posted this 6 hours ago, first thing this morning, and took just about 6 hours to get this. He blocked me. I guess he doesn't have big balls. I guess he's a coward. He's a murderer and a coward, right? Gain of function. Despicable. So you want to hear... Let me see if this drops in. I'm trying to get this. Here we go.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here. Many of you know that I promote products that I believe in and have vetted, but I also promote products that I use myself. I want to introduce you to Cardio Miracle, the world's best nitric oxide supplement. I'm getting reports from not only the general public, but from experts like Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, a frequent guest on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. He's a treating doctor and experienced commercial airline captain, and he's reporting that Cardio Miracle is making a difference in reducing the symptoms in the jabbed, protecting people from the effects of the microclotting caused by spike proteins. It's delicious, and I mix the scoop, one scoop, in 8 ounces of water twice a day. For those of you who've taken the jab and are concerned about your cardiac and circulatory health, my conversations with Dr. Kevin Stillwagon and Josh Oder from U.S. Freedom Flyers in an upcoming interview on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show will show you them describing the benefits and the reports they're getting. So check it out at mypowerheart.com. Learn more and try it for yourself. That's Cardio Miracle at mypowerheart.com. Enjoy. Here we go. Okay. Here's an email. I have to look back and see who posted it. From Daszak to this guy, David Morenz. EcoHealth Alliance. They've got some of the, they've got the email addresses redacted. And it basically explains, the subject is, please read and acknowledge receipt, actions regarding, and this long number. And he says, thank you so much for your help. This is a brutally stressful issue on just about every level. Jobs in our organization, freedom to do science in a country I came to voluntarily for that reason. You came to America to do gain of function and assist in the murder, the mass murder of Americans? And the real and present danger that we are being targeted by extremists supported by the president. This was Sunday, April 26, 2020. Supported by the president, that's Donald Trump, who is shockingly ignorant and unconcerned about the damage his actions have to people's lives and our own U.S. national security. How interesting. On the issue of why our grant has been targeted, we read or read the NIAID strategic plan for COVID-19 research and noted Michael Lauer's justification for terminating our grant. At this quote, the communication from Michael Lauer said, at this time, NIH does not believe that the current project outcomes, along with the program goals and agency priorities, is completely countered by all four of NIAID's COVID-19 strategy. What changed? Remember this, that next memo where they said to University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick's lab and Ralph Barrick, after this, well, those of you whose grants are, they're grandfathered in, that you already had approved, you guys can keep going. The point was to stop gain of function. But then other entities found that that was going to be very helpful. So they, oh, wink and a nod, we'll let you do, we'll let you guys who already got your approvals, should have stopped everything. So I wanted to share with you another there was another post by Daszak. Let me go back to his this is really important. There was another, there was something I wanted to share. Let's see if I did it by, let's see. Here it is. This is him speaking. I want you to hear this. Hold on. What he's doing is, Fauci's NIAID, I want you to understand the context, funded his company, EcoHealth Alliance. And he then funded the lab in Wuhan. You see the connection? Fauci funded Peter Daszak and EcoHealth. See, everybody can go, oh, I didn't do it, I just sent him the money. Then EcoHealth funded the Wuhan lab. Wow. No wonder Dr. David Martin was after Daszak right from the beginning. Daszak spent years shooting down the lab leak theory. Yeah, I bet he did. Here's Daszak in 2016 talking about gain of function research. He knew it was a killer. He knew it was deadly. Watch this.
We're only looking at viral families that include those that have gone into people from animals. So we narrow it down straight away. Then when you get a sequence of a virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, we found...
Remember I've said they never isolated? Don't let anybody bullshit you into believing that they isolated the virus. I don't care how many publications they throw in your face. Well, we have this publication and that publication and this one, and it's been proven to be isolated. time and time again, when you look under the hood, when you really read that article, that scientific article, that peer-reviewed journal publication, it was a facsimile of a sequence, of a replication of a of something that was similar. Wasn't any virus?
Other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them, some of them looked very similar to SARS.
So we sequenced, isn't that convenient?
The spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells.
When he says spike protein, I want you to transfer in your mind pathogen, antigen, poison, synthetic poison. Because it's not that cartoon with the red ball and the things protruding, but it is a toxic, created pathogen. And this son of a bitch funded it. And he funded the Wuhan lab in China.
And we, well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. So you narrow down the field, you reduce the...
So he sets the context. If we don't do this work, this is what it could become in the bats. This is what it could become. This is 2016. And then he makes it. And then he funds the Wuhan lab to make it. Now you know why this man should be indicted immediately. He should be handcuffed, shackled, and brought in, indicted, and prosecuted.
Cost, and you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. We're only looking at...
That really look like killers. And he's making them. He's funding the making of them.
Viral families that include...
He says... My colleagues actually did the work in Wuhan. Your colleagues? You're being funded by the National Institutes of Health, by Anthony Fauci. You're getting money to EcoHealth Alliance, and then you're funding it over to Wuhan Lab to create the... He just told you. You ought to be damn mad, and you ought to be demanding accountability.
Those that have gone into people from...
Those that have gone into people from animals. You want to block me, you filthy coward? You filthy coward. Line up. You're one of the people that needs to be indicted and prosecuted in this mass genocide. And you want to block me? Little old me? Wow. Wow. Well, guys, I wanted you to have a coffee chat today. I'm so moved by this whole thing. You wouldn't even expect this guy, you know, to even have the guts to be out in social media and talking like it's all, like it's nothing. Talking about it like he's done a great thing, like he's saved hundreds of millions of lives, like it was a great thing. They did this, he's admitting that he did gain of function research. Why isn't this guy indicted? Now you have Rand Paul, and those of you, you know, kind of ankle biters in my social media. Well, what are you going after Rand Paul? He's the only one doing anything. No, he's not doing anything. And he's not the only one having hearings or calling out. What is he doing? It doesn't cost him anything. It's theater. Some of you people need to have higher expectations. Because a lot of you are like, you're satisfied with the crumb. With the crumb from Congress. And all of a sudden, Rand Paul, who some of you just love, oh, Rand Paul, at least he's doing so, he's making us think about it. Don't you ask yourself? I've always told you, why now? Why now? Why not a year ago? Why not 3 years ago? Rand Paul's releasing specific... These redacted emails that one of which I just read to you. Did his overlord say, yes, now it's okay. You gotta look like you're fighting us. See the game? If you're not emotionally hung on to your idols, or so like, desperate to think that somebody's doing something when you know they're not, if you can let that go, and you let your sycophant feeling, I'm confused, he's done so. If you could put that aside a little bit and really look at what's happening and look at the order in which it happens. And look at, I've told you, choruses that pop up. People you trusted with some other people you don't, and they're saying the same thing, or they're bringing out this new issue like it was new and it's not. Why is Daszak being brought out front and center boldly, fearlessly, right? But he's got that trigger finger like Malone. You criticize anything, boom. Why? Because he doesn't want it to spread out. The best thing you can all do is retweet my tweet, because even though he's blocked me, every time he hasn't blocked 50,000 of you, and when you retweet it, he gets tagged. He sees the tag. He gets reminded. It's unbelievable. You want accountability? Don't get all hyped up on, we're going to sue Pfizer. Meanwhile, that's a 10-year trial. I'm not saying they shouldn't be prosecuted. I'm saying worse. I'm saying if we had a Congress, which we don't, they should be shutting down the company, stopping their ability to do business in the United States. Just bring them to a halt. Haul them in with years of discovery and documentation. There's a lot they can do. And the fact that they're not doing those things tells me they're bought and paid for. But you go ahead and get all excited. They're suing Pfizer. Meanwhile, that'll take 10 years. And in the meantime, they'll get motions to dismiss and all these things will go on. And then they'll have another piece of it. And then what's going to happen in the 10 years? You might get a check for $1.50 because maybe they won something down the end of the line. The lawyers get hundreds of millions. But the company's done business in those 10 years. In those 10 years, they've probably made another $10 billion. I say, go after these people, like Daszak and Barrick and all the other people. There's like, it's not like just one person and Fauci. Everybody likes to hate Fauci and you get your rocks off on, we can bash Fauci. But nothing happens to Fauci. But it's not just one person. Just like you shouldn't put all your savior eggs in one basket, you shouldn't put your disdain in one basket. It's not just one person who's responsible and who deserves accountability and deserves, a prosecution. There's many of these people. And they're still running free too. And they're bragging about their work. And they're out there, little darlings, getting checks from Twitter for their ad share. Just telling you, just pointing out the truth. Dr. Jane signing off. I'm going to go put that show together and we'll get that out. Much love, everybody. Have a great Wednesday and I'll see you when I see you. Have a great night.